We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, Halacha Dalid. Rav Nosson Zal just writes one line here telling us that the fourth discussion regarding Birchos HaShachar, Nechleles BeHilchos Tefillin, Halacha Vav, is included as part of Hilchos Tefillin, Chapter 6. If you'll take a look there, you'll see that he has a piece there explaining Birchas HaShachar. So he says that's the fourth presentation on Birchas HaShachar, and now he moves on to presentation number 5, Halacha 5. Al pi ma shekosa v'simen reish tesvav, this halacha is going to be based on chapter 215 in Likutei Moran, which is a relatively small chapter. And I would advise everybody, if possible, the shir is being given on a Thursday, you have Friday Shabbos, if you can, to take a look at that chapter, because it's maybe 50 lines, 60 lines, and it'll help you appreciate much more this halacha, which we're going to be doing for the next few weeks, Mitzvah Shem. Me'inyan ho'esrim v'arbo minei pidyonos. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal discusses the 24 different types of pidyon that a person could possibly have to do. He speaks about courts. Everybody speaks about the term heavenly court. And many of us know that we worry at times, chas v'shalom, when we see things aren't going well or whatever. We wonder, maybe there's a decree against us in the heavenly court. But what many of us don't know is that there isn't just one heavenly court. The Gemara says, malchusa da'ara ken malchusa da'rakia, that the courts down here below, the court system on earth, resembles the courts in heaven in some ways. One of the ways is that just like here, there's a district court and an appellate court and a separate. In heaven also, the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about 24 courts. And one of the things this is based on is Hashem's name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Hashem's name, which is Dino. The Gemara says, Dino de Malchusa Dino. Din, Midas Adin, Dalet, Yud, Nun, Aleph, which has 24 different Sirufim. You can with four unique letters, you can form them into 24 different combinations. And the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal speak a lot about this. And again, one manifestation of this is in these 24 courts in heaven. So Rabbi Nizal says, if a person goes to a tzaddik and he says, I have this crisis, here I'm giving you money for a pidyon, please do a pidyon for me. And that tzaddik only knows 3 of the courts, what happens if this person's problem is in a different court that tzaddik doesn't have access to? With all goodwill and all good intention, he could do the pidyon, and he's in the wrong address, he's in the wrong place. The case isn't being addressed in that court at all whatsoever. So Rabbi Nizal speaks about the tzaddik having to know all 24 different courts and being able to know that there are certain pidyonos. Sometimes there's a pidyon that's like a skeleton key. You have a hotel that has 800 rooms, and the manager doesn't walk around with 800 keys. He has one key that's been designed in such a way that it can open all 800 doors. There's a pidyon hakoylel. There is a certain type of pidyon that covers all 24 different courts. And this is one of the topics that Rabbi Nizal speaks about in that chapter. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in that chapter. Mashekosav, what Rabbi Nizal writes over there, Shemoyshe Oisek Tomid Legayer Gerim, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the top leading tzaddik in Klal Yisrael, is involved always in converting converts. That's his main avoida. And Rabbi Nizal proves this over there. And then Rabbi Nizal goes on to address the fact, Ki nistalek b'shabbes b'mincha. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the great tzaddikim who passed away on Shabbos at mincha time, b'raiva deriven, which the Zohar HaKadosh calls rotzoin sheberetzoinos, the time when Hashem is closest to us, the time when Hashem opens up the top levels of kindness and goodness for Klal Yisrael. Shemisham, from this location called Raiva Deriven, from this incredible high level of chesed, HaPidyon HaKoylel, comes forth this total pidyon, HaKoylel Kol HoEsrim V'Arba Minei Pidyonis, which is Koylel all 24 courts. It's coil. It's the pinion that can serve, that can eliminate a decree in any and all 24 courts. Ki Moshe oimed bein shmad l'rotzon. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moharan that the lowest possible level spiritually is called shmad. Shmad means when a person rejects Hashem, they reject Judaism totally. That's called shmad. To want to get at it, to leave the religion completely. In Hebrew, the word lahashmid means to annihilate, to wipe out completely. That's the lowest level. The highest spiritual level, the top, is called rotzayn. Rotzayn is desire. Rotzayn is connecting with Hashem on the highest level possible. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the word shmad is 344, shin mamdal is 344, rotzayn is 346, Moshe is 345. Moshe Rabbeinu is the bridge. The tzaddik is the bridge who can take a person on the lowest possible level, shmad, and take him up to the top floor possible, to rotzayn. Just like we have in this week's Parshas Yisroi. We're going to lay in on Shabbos. Yisroi, who worshipped all the idols in the world, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu befriended him. Vayishalu ish l'reyehu l'sholim, it says. And Moshe Rabbeinu took him to a place where the greatest Kiddush Hashem, the greatest revelation of Hashem of all time, which was on Har Sinai, when Hashem addressed the entire Jewish nation face to face. Real time, broadcast, real time, face to face. Video, the real live video, the real thing, was credited to Yisroi. It's in Parshas Yisroi and credited to Yisroi. It was only able to take place if the Yisroi said, I recognize the greatness of Hashem. Umale mishmad l'rotzayn. Moshe Rabbeinu elevates the Jewish people from shmad, from the lowest level, to rotzayn, to the top. Ayin shom hisgalus haniflo hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at that chapter in Likutei Moharan. Look at this wondrous revelation, ki pelehu, because it's unbelievable. It's pela. If with Rav Nosson Zal describing it that way, you know that this is really, really something big. Let's just see if we can do the first paragraph now. V'zeh, paragraph Aleph. V'zeh yodua b'ksovim. It's known in the writings of the Arizal and in Sifrei Kabbalah, shesoid riva deriven, that the secret of this level of holiness that's called riva deriven, hu soid komus vesosim venela me'en koil. It's the deepest, highest level that's completely hidden from everybody. That's the highest level of hiddenness of Hashem, the highest level of light, which has to be kept most hidden. Vafilu Moshe Rabbeinu loy hisigoy kiyem be'ez histalkusei HaKodesh. And even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't achieve that, didn't get there, until he passed away. Shenistalek l'shom. He passed away, he went up to there, b'Shabbos b'Mincha, on Shabbos at Mincha time. K'may shekosu b'Zohar HaKodesh l'inyin zeh, as the Zohar HaKodesh writes about this aliyah that Moshe Rabbeinu experienced in his passing away, zako chulka de Moshe. How lucky, how fortunate is Moshe Rabbeinu's portion, what he received, what he achieved when he passed away. V'alkei ne'mar boy, and this is why it describes the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu as v'lo yoda ish es kivurasoi. Nobody knows the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning he went to a place that's above our above human comprehension completely. Kishom hu bechinas tachlis hayedia deloy neida, because there a person gets to the place, the highest level of knowledge, which is no knowledge, beyond comprehension. V'alkein mishom hu hapidyoin v'hahamtoka hagdoila. And it's therefore that from that highest place that we draw the ultimate pidyoin, the ultimate hamtoka, shemamtik kol minei dinim shebechol esrin labo botei dinim. whereby we have the ability to sweeten and to eliminate every different type of din that could be issued by every single one of the 24 courts in heaven. Ki hu lemala mikol hachochmos u'mikol hayedios. Because this address is above all levels of chachma and all levels of yediya. This is the keser, this is the crown, which is above chachma bina. This is above understanding, above comprehension. So you could bring all the law books and you can bring all of that. This is above that. Ki kol pidyoin vahamtoko shetzrichen lahamtik ezedin, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the way a pidyon works, when a tzaddik wants to bring about a hamtoka sadin, it's done through a certain chokhmah, through a certain seichel, shehu shoyresh lo isoy adin, which is where that din is rooted. The din, the midas hagvura, is connected to bina. It's connected to one of the moichin. And we've mentioned many times, therefore, when you want to be mamtik, when you want to eliminate gvura, you have to go up to the sort, to its boss, which is bina, which is one of the levels of moichin, and by connecting over there, you can flick a switch or do something to zap the gvura, to eliminate the din, to wipe out the din. Ki koila b'machshava is bariru, because the Zohar HaKadosh says everything gets repaired in machshava. Everything gets repaired in machshava, in chachma, in seichel. Aval apidyon v'amtoka hanal. However, this pidyon that we're talking about now, hanimshach mebechinas raiva deriven, which comes from that level called raiva deriven, hu lemala mikol hasichlios v'hachochmois, is above and beyond all of those levels of chochma and seichel, v'hu shoyrish ho'elyoin shel kol hachochmois. That's the source from which all chochmois originate from. That's where they get it from. V'hu bechinas tachlis hayedia deloy neda. And this is what all the Sfarim write, that the highest level of understanding that a person can get of Hashem is to know that they don't understand Hashem. Which means when you reach the top of the top of the top of Chachma, what's next? Keser. What is Keser? Blank. A blank screen, in a sense. It's the recognition that we don't know. That after everything we know, we don't know anything compared to infinite. Bechinas v'lo yodaish, as it says by Moshe Rabbeinu when he passed away, that his burial place, his passing away, is something that v'lo yodaish, nobody understands, nobody knows. Alkein hu mamtik hakoil, and that's what gives this pidyon, this raiva deriven, the ability to sweeten everything, to negate all the full spectrum of din. Ad shemishtamshim lemala im zeh hapidyon, and therefore Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain there that sometimes a tzaddik will do this pidyon, and he'll do it to try to save somebody's life. Somebody's very sick, and he's trying to save that person's life, or somebody's in a terrible, terrible financial crisis, or whatever it is. And we'll see that the person will go ahead and pass away anyway. And we wonder what happened to that pidyon. This tzaddik pulled the trigger. He set off a nuclear reaction. Where did it go? Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, sometimes in Shamayim, they take that pidyon, even though the life that he's trying to save is very important and very precious, in heaven they know that there's something far more important that's needed. We need this pidyon somewhere else to do something. If we save that person's life, it's going to generate 1,000 watts of light. It's going to be a certain major achievement. Whereas if we take this pidyon and put it somewhere else, we'll see in a minute, it'll generate 1 billion watts. It'll be a completely different level of achievement for Klal Yisrael. Ad shemishtamshim lemala im zeh hapidyon lahalois mishmat l'rotzon. In heaven, when this type of pidyon is done, very often they use it to bring about converts, to elevate people from the lowest possible place, from shmad to rotzim, levatel koyach hacharoinaf, to eliminate the anger of Hashem, which the Gemara says, what causes the anger of Hashem? Avodah Zarah. When there's Avodah Zarah, when Jews are against Hashem, when there's shmad, when people reject their religion totally, total assimilation, that causes charoinaf, that really brings Hashem's anger. So sometimes Hashem will take such a pidyon and use it to stuff this hole, to correct this problem of charoy naf. Shemishom koyach avodah zorah. That's where the avodah zorah draws. Shehu klal v'shoyresh kol hayitzrin roim, which is a composite of all the yetzaharas. Shenim shochem midinim, which come from midas hadin. They come from the left side. Levatlom u'leshabrom. Hashem will use this pidyon to destroy them, to give them a major, major blow. Ulahalois mishom lebechinas rotzim, and to elevate some of the Jewish souls that were found in Shmad, in the lowest, lowest place, to elevate them to Rotzim. The Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, ukemavur sham bahatoyr hanal, and as is discussed in that chapter in Likud Imran, ayin sham heitev. Study that chapter well to have a real good foundation for the next 30, 40 pages of Likutei Halachos that we're going to be doing, that are going to be based on that chapter.